Chapter 60. Up. Let your face be bright, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is shining on you. For truly, the earth will be dark, and the peoples veiled in blackest night, but the Lord will be shining on you, and his glory will be seen among you. And nations will come to your light, and kings to your bright dawn. Let your eyes be lifted up, and see, they are all coming together to you. Your sons will come from far, and your daughters taken with loving care. Then you will see, and be bright with joy, and your heart will be shaking with increase of delight, for the produce of the sea will be turned to you. The wealth of the nations will come to you. You will be full of camel trains, even the young camels of Midian and Ephah, all from Sheba will come, with gold and spices, giving word of the great acts of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar will come together to you. The sheep of Nebaioth will be ready for your need. They will be pleasing offerings on my altar, and my house of prayer will be beautiful. Who are these coming like a cloud, like a flight of doves to their windows? Vessels of the sea lands are waiting for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, so that your sons may come from far, and their silver and gold with them, to the place of the name of the Lord your God, and to the Holy One of Israel, because he has made you beautiful. And men from strange countries will be building up your walls, and their kings will be your servants, for in my wrath I sent punishment on you, but in my grace I have had mercy on you. Your doors will be open at all times, they will not be shut day or night, so that men may come into you with the wealth of the nations, with their kings at their head. For the nation or kingdom which will not be your servant will come to destruction, such nations will be completely waste. The glory of Lebanon will come to you, the cypress, the plane, and the sherbet tree together, to make my holy place beautiful, and the resting place of my feet will be full of glory. And the sons of those who are cruel to you will come before you with bent heads, and those who made sport of you will go down on their faces at your feet, and you will be named the town of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. And though you were turned away from, and hated, and had no helper, I will make you a pride forever, a joy from generation to generation. And you will take the milk of the nations, flowing from the breast of kings, and you will see that I, the Lord, am your Savior, and he who takes up your cause, the Strong One of Jacob. In place of brass, I will give gold, and for iron silver, and for wood brass, and for stone Zion. And I will make peace your judge, and righteousness your overseer. Violent acts will no longer be seen in your land, wasting or destruction in your limits, but your walls will be named Salvation, and your doors Praise. The sun will not be your light by day, and the moon will no longer be bright for you by night, but the Lord will be to you an eternal light, and your God your glory. Your sun will never again go down, or your moon keep back her light, for the Lord will be your eternal light, and the days of your sorrow will be ended. Your people will all be upright, the land will be their heritage forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, to be for my glory. The smallest of their families will become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will make it come quickly in its time.